The Husband's Dream. The epigraph is from Emily Dickinson. We dream. It is good we are dreaming. It would hurt were we awake.
Classic.
Yeah. Last night I had both husbands, one in a travel trailer and one in an empty swimming pool where I was mucking out deep mud at the bottom. With the travel trailer husband, I was getting a cabin ready to close for the winter, both of us turning things off for the coming cold. With the swimming pool husband, my mother was there too, cooking a Thanksgiving turkey, deep mud at the bottom, closed for the winter. A stage stood at one end of the pool where I was planning a theater for deaf children come spring, which didn't come. The jumble of husbands, one in a travel trailer, children in an empty swimming pool, rattled around my head, lurching up against the force of history, stumbling over its own mysteries, trying to birth itself in a blood soup of phonemes in a murky pool. What does it mean? I asked my mother, but I couldn't hear her answer from the travel trailer. I was driving in reverse on a narrow road with such dense foliage it kept scratching the car. Night so dark the rearview mirror couldn't find light to reflect. I had to hang my head out the window to see where I'd been, driving backward. I couldn't hear my mother, and the foliage kept smacking me in the face. The husbands had disappeared by then and couldn't help. Stumbling over their own mysteries, the theater for deaf children didn't come in the spring. I had to hang my head.